I'm reading this morning from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22. Matthew 22, I hope you'll follow along or listen carefully as I bring to you another message from God's Word. Now, I recently performed a marriage ceremony, and it made me think of this passage. And I read verses 1 through 3, and it says that Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come." Now the Lord is speaking of the marriage of a certain king's son, and that king is God, and his son is the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul, in speaking of marriage in Ephesians chapter 5, says, "This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church." Marriage is between a man and a woman, a male and a female. Anything else is a perversion, is an abomination to God Almighty. God created man, male and female. He created the woman for the man. And the Lord himself married them. He created the man, Adam, first, and then Eve. She was specifically created for him. And Adam was her head. Ephesians 5 also says this, that the man is the head of the woman as Christ is the head of the church. The reason for this is it's concerning Christ and his church. This is a type, a symbol, an illustration of Christ and his people, his bride, his wife, who is the church. Christ is called the second Adam. Just as God prearranged the marriage of Eve to Adam, God created the woman for the man. Even so, the church, the bride, the wife of Christ, his people, are elect, chosen, created of God, made of God, that is, born of God, and by his seed, by his word, for God's glory and for God's Son and for her, that is, the church, the believer, is for her salvation and eternal life and happiness. Listen to Isaiah 43, verse 7. He said, God said, "Everyone that is called by my name," that is, Son of God or Christian, he says, "I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him." Born of God, not of the will of the flesh, not of man, but of God. Born of God. And he says in verse 10 of Isaiah 43, "You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. And before me there was no God, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord. There is no Savior. I have declared, I have saved, I have showed, and you're my witnesses." And he went on to say in verse 21 of Isaiah 43, he said, "This people," speaking of his chosen, "I have formed for myself, and they shall show forth my praise." Just as in the days of old, the king of England got together with the king of Spain and prearranged the marriage of the king's son to the other king's daughter. If they hadn't prearranged this, this marriage would not have taken place. They were strangers and foreigners to each other. Well, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords prearranged the marriage of a people to his son. He betrothed a people to himself. They were chosen by him. Betrothed, that is, chosen for his son. Listen to Hosea, the prophecy in Hosea chapter 2, verse 19. He said, "I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness, and in judgment, and in loving kindness, and in mercy. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord." Isaiah said the same as much. In Isaiah 54, he said of a woman, a forlorn woman who was forsaken for a while, but he said, "I will gather thee unto me," and he says, "for your maker is your husband." So God betrothed a people to him. That was Christ. That was Christ the Son whom they were betrothed to. And Christ came for them, lived for them, died for them, saved them, and is coming back again for them. His bride, his church, his people, his chosen. But now, they have to be born in time. They have to live in this world. They have to become sinners. In time, they have to hear the word of truth, the gospel. They have to be convicted of their sin, righteousness, and judgment. That is by the Holy Spirit. They have to repent. They have to believe. They have to call on the Lord. They have to come to Christ. They must confess Him in believer's baptism. But all of that is arranged also. Thank God. Blessed be His holy name. If not, if it wasn't arranged, they wouldn't come. They wouldn't hear. They're deaf. They wouldn't call. They're dumb. They wouldn't come. They're lame. They couldn't do anything. They're dead in trespasses and sin. But bless His holy name, He says of some, "You hath He quickened, which were dead in trespasses and sin." Bless His holy name. And as the Lord said here in verse 14 of our text, the theme, the truth that's being taught here is in verse 14, many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called. Yea, Paul said, have they not all heard the call, the pronouncement, the truth? Yea, verily, he said, the sound has gone throughout all the earth. They've heard it. Let me continue to read. It says, this king made a marriage for his son, and he sent forth his servant to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Now, let me tell you this about the word bidden. It does not mean invite. It says bidden, not invite. You won't find the word invite in the scripture. You won't find the statement made, won't you accept Jesus? In the scriptures, only false prophets say that. Kings don't invite people to do anything. Kings give commands. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. He doesn't ask you. He doesn't invite you to come. He commands you. Thus saith the Lord. That's what kings say. He sends His servants out. They're not beggars. They're not inviters. They're proclaimers. They're preachers. Thus saith the Lord. Come. But they would not come. And none will. No man can come, Christ said, except the Father which hath sent me. Draw them. Draw them sovereignly, powerfully. Bring them to Himself. Oh, they can't. They're dead. We say, preacher, what's the sense in preaching? Because God said to. And this gives Him all the glory, you see. Not man's decision. Not man's choice. Not man accepting Him. Salvation's of the Lord for His glory. The glory is God accepting us. God's not on trial here. We are. God's not up for acceptance or rejection. We are. Many are called. They hear the announcement, the pronouncement, the declaration. There's a marriage. Come. But few are chosen. Oh, blessed is the man, David wrote in the Psalms, whom Thou choosest and causest to approach unto Thee. If He hadn't chosen, they wouldn't come. They wouldn't come. But He sent forth His servants in verse 4. They wouldn't come. And He sent them, tell them that were bidden, behold, I've prepared my dinner. I have killed my oxen and my fatlings are killed and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways. They went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. They went their ways. Luke's gospel tells of a great supper. That's the marriage supper. One said, I bought some land. I bought some cattle. I've married a wife. They all with one consent. That is, there was a consensus. They all didn't want to come. They didn't love the Son. They weren't. Saw no beauty in the Son. They didn't need the Son. So it is with man. He'd rather see to his dirt that he's bought, his land, his cattle. Oh, he says, I've married a wife, and she doesn't like to come to church. My, my. Man hates God. Man doesn't want God to reign and rule over him. Man loves sin. Man loves self. Man loves the world. Man is dead in trespasses and sin. He's depraved. Man's evil. Man rejects God. No? You don't think so? Why is it so painful for folks to come and sit and hear God's Word to give thanks to God just for 1 hour, 168 hours in the week, and give 1 hour to come and sing praises to the God who clothes them, who feeds them, who watches over them? Why? Because man hates God. Man wants to be his own God. Here's depravity. Here's a picture of depravity. You put a sign up in your yard, junk for sale, junk for sale, and people will come for miles away. Come all day long to your yard sale. Advertise on your church sign, bluegrass music, fashion show, a big buck contest, and boy, you'll bring them in. But advertise on your sign, we preach Christ and Him crucified. We preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Does anybody want to know the truth? Come and worship the God of truth. Anybody want to know what God's Word is saying? And a few, just a few, will come. Well, here's the gospel. God said, I have prepared this. I have killed my sacrifice. I have done this. I have done that. I have done it all. Salvation's of the Lord. Don't bring your works. Don't bring your decision. Don't bring your righteousness. Don't bring your morality. Come as a beggar. Come as an object of mercy. Come as one needy of grace. Come poor, wretched, miserable, blind and naked, and just receive this. But they say, no, I don't like that. I like my ways. I like my religion just fine. And the remnant, it says the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. That is, the prophets, the apostles, evangelists, pastors, and teachers all preached this message of sovereign, free, eternal, saving salvation, promised, provided, performed by God without the sinner's help. And they say, I don't like that. And they killed them all. And if it were lawful, they'd do the same today. Well, verse 7 said, the king was wroth. Do you think God loves everybody? You think again. Person in front of me and a person behind me might say so, but it's a lie. God does not love everybody. He's wroth. He's angry. He's going to destroy this world full of self-righteous, truth-hating sinners. Well, here's how they come. Here's how there's going to be a marriage. He said in verse 8, then said the king to his servants, the wedding is ready. And they which were bidden were not worthy. Go into the highways, and as many as you find, bid to the marriage. Go out into the highways and gather together as many as you find, good and bad. You know, modern marriage, modern weddings are like modern religion. They all make over the bride. They all make over the bride. They say, here comes the bride. She's married 5 times, but here she comes down there in white. Isn't she lovely? Here she comes, and over to the side is that poor groom, hoping she'll say, I do. That's not the marriage of God's Son, God's King. In glory, all the people are waiting on the Son. All the people are glorifying the Son. They're not dependent. It's not dependent on them saying, I do. It all was settled in eternity past when the Son said, I do. Do, and I will, and they shall. And he says, go find them. Gather them together by the gospel. For many are called, but few are chosen. Are you one of the chosen few? What do you think about this message? All of God's people love it because they love God's salvation and they love His glory. Oh, I pray that you're one of His chosen few. Until next Sunday, good day.